Chapter 78. The restaurant was called Edge, and as everyone who worked at the hotel had pointed out, it served the best steak in all of Texas. And that, as they had all added, was really saying something. As if to make the point, the first thing a patron saw when entering Edge, even before reaching the hostess's desk, was the glass-faced meat locker in which the steaks were aged. "Those are our pride and joy," the hostess said, seeing Jesse and Diana stop to peer into the glass case. "Those ribeye steak racks are dry-aged 150 days. You will never have a more flavorful, richer piece of steak in your lives. Are you folks here for the Hunsicker party?" "Uh-huh, right this way." The decor of the place was eclectic. Asia meets Texas somewhere in Europe. There was an open kitchen with roaring flames and broilers, and the place smelled like a beef lover's paradise. The sweet, smoky, and alluring aroma of charring beef fat and flesh filled the air. Most of the rehearsal participants were already seated when Diana and Jesse, who'd stopped in their room to freshen up, were shown to the two long ebony tables. Both of them breathed a sigh of relief at being seated at the other table, far away from Jen and Hale. They were keenly aware that the confrontation with Peepers was at hand, that their obsession for the last 5 weeks would come to some sort of resolution within the next 36 hours, or not. They just wanted to spend one meal together and enjoy their food without Peepers or Jen or Hunsicker or anyone else imposing themselves. They were between two other couples, neither of whom seemed to be interested in talking too much about anything but the food and wine. That was fine with Diana and Jesse, who found themselves actually discussing wedding plans. The discussion didn't last long because, after the steaks were ordered and the celebratory champagne poured, the inevitable and excruciating toasts to the happy couple began. When Jesse's eyes were about to glaze over, his cell phone buzzed in his pocket. He excused himself. As he walked out of Edge and into the lobby, he noticed that Kahan nodded to Ari to follow. Jesse looked at the screen. He didn't recognize the number and decided not to pick up. The phone stilled in his hand. As he turned to head back to the table, the phone buzzed again, same number. He thought about not taking it, but realized he wasn't very anxious to listen to any more toasts. "Jesse Stone."
"Hello, Chief Stone. It's rude not to answer your phone."
"Who is this?" There was a high-pitched snicker in Jesse's ear.
"Do you ask a praying mantis who?"
It was Peepers.
"Hello, Chief Stone," he said a second time.
Jesse's heart turned cold and his guts burned with anger, but he knew that he dare not show his cards to Peepers and had to play things steady. "Hello, Milton James," Jesse said, aware that calling him Peepers would send the man on the other end of the line completely off the rails. During their one meeting, Peepers had threatened to shoot out both of Jesse's kneecaps if he referred to him as Mr. Peepers. "Are you still Milton James?" There was that snicker again.
"Not tonight, Jesse. I've turned over a new leaf. You know, I've always called you Chief Stone, but I know you prefer to be called Jesse. Is it all right if I call you Jesse?"
"If you'd like."
"I would like. Do you know why I'm here, Jesse?"
"Uh-huh."
"Poor Jen," Peepers said. "I am quite fond of her, really I am. It is her misfortune to have gotten mixed up with you. I owe you, Jesse. I've a blood debt to repay to you and that moron Simpson. It's a shame that Jen is the one to have to receive the payment of debt. Alas, blood for blood and all of that. Do you understand, Jesse?"
"I speak the language."
"Stick to police work, Jesse. You're more suited to it than to stand-up comedy." "Suited? Ha, I made a pun. But I, too, am better at other things. Do you know why I'm calling?"
"You're lonely." The phone almost turned icy against Jesse's ear.
"No, Jesse, not because I'm lonely. The world is full of victims to keep me company."
Jesse ignored that last part. "Why, then?"
To give you fair warning, the festivities are about to begin.
Festivities? Peeper said in a snide, sarcastic tone.
Festivities. The celebration of things in a joyous and cheerful way.
Like I said, I speak the language.
Not the language I'm speaking, Jesse. Until tomorrow.
What about tomorrow? But it was no good. Jesse was shouting at a soulless man on a dead phone. And when he stepped back inside Edge, the toasts were still going on. He couldn't help but wonder if Jen would live long enough for any of her guests' wishes for health and happiness to come true.